Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I see you listed as
Doing all
support
right?
user.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm like, there.
Nice.
Jason, how was the Shen Wang show?
It was good. It was like all new stuff too. So
Awesome. That's
Now,
something to
what
look
show is
forward
that?
to.
Is that one of those acrobat things or?
It's a comedy show.
Oh, that
It's,
show, that's right. I
yeah.
remember you putting it in Slack. Yeah, kind of.
We watch a lot of the Netflix comedy specials, and we really liked this guy named Dusty Slay. He like it's all kind of like you know like I don't know how to describe it without like maybe saying something inappropriate, but it's like he's like he grew up like in a trailer park and it's kind of crude a lot of his humor and stuff. So like, but we find it really like poignant and stuff. And so anyway, we went to see his live show and it ended up like wasn't nearly as good. So I was kind of sad that like the special was so good and then the live show wasn't. So I'm glad that you enjoyed the one you went to.
I was a little afraid of that because I've definitely found like there's comedians where I would see like a really good special and that everything else I ever saw from them was never quite like that again. And it could also be like to get to that point, they were touring for years and years and years. They built up this material, they put it all into that special. And then the next one is what they built up over the subsequent 2 years. And so it's kind of hard to follow that. But I think he pulled it off.
Yeah.
Or he just had so much from his like 20 years of touring that he could fill multiple specials or something. Anyways, it was good.
Oh, that's awesome. And Ian, how was your camping? Did you get to go ice camping?
We ended up bailing. It got so cold up there that we just decided it wouldn't be a fun time with a bunch of, 7, 8, 9 year olds. So we didn't go. We planned it into
According
something.
to be ambitious, but not that ambitious, right?
Yeah, we weren't planning on it being like, negative wind chills and all this crazy stuff. So we're gonna have to do it later.
Yeah. Has it been like this is like one of the colder winters we've had in like in recent memory, or like coldest December in recent memory and snowy and stuff. So is it worse than usual or is that just
It's
typical?
definitely colder than usual right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that it got canceled, but it was probably for the best.
Yeah, I think so. I think it would have been pretty bad. Yeah.
And Kurt, how's your fam doing? How are things going?
We're doing all right. We survived Thanksgiving stuff, and then I survived my mid-40s colonoscopy, and that was fun. And so now we're just kind of getting ready to head out to my parents, on the 19th, spend Christmas out there. Still,
Nice.
so holiday crazies, but nothing out of the ordinary. So.
Oh, that all sounds good. I'm glad that that you survived your mid-40s colonoscopy.
I guess it's your
But
late 40s by now, but yeah.
nobody's checking. Don't worry. Oh, and I see Seb has joined. Seb, do you have any random family updates or any ice camping or anything you want to mention?
Hey guys, no ice camping plans. My family update is I'm picking up my son in the airports on Friday, and I'm very excited about that. So I'm going
Oh,
to take
nice.
the following week off so I can we can spend time with him. It'll be very cool to have him back for the holidays.
How long will he be in town? That's awesome.
But for about 10 days in total.
Oh, cool.
Aww.
Yeah, it'll be really nice. We're excited like little kids to have him back.
I bet. Yeah. It's I don't know. And it's also the holiday, so that's also kind of magical. It's nice that you can take time off and enjoy it too.
It really is. It's very nice. And then I kind of enjoy the quiet of the holidays. It's just so chill. Like this, emails stop, and this everything just is. I really it's like that. Those sort of 10-ish days are just sort of like peace and quiet.
Yes, yeah, that is it is a treat. Okay, well, go ahead, sorry.
Hey, one quick question for you guys. Is my audio sounding okay? Because my speakers on my laptop seem to have not fared well after my last trip. They're all rattly. I was wondering if my audio was bad.
It sounded okay to me.
Okay.
Yeah, you're coming through.
It's just you that I can't hear.
Who, me?
Oh.
Nah, it's everybody. It's just a little, like there's a little like something is loose or something, that little
Oh,
sort of weird, rattly, crackly sound that's suddenly come into it. It's just a bummer.
okay, well, I'll try to sound powerful.
No, you
I
need to
think.
speak very softly. It's powerful speech is what makes my speakers rattle.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'll tone it
Don't
down
sweat
a little. all right. I just want to do some updates here, and then I have a few random topics as well that are on this board. But let's start with the board and see how things are going. And so I guess Ian, we'll start with you.
I guess main thing for this, I've been working on this. Yeah, that one. So I have created a chart and a module descriptor for directory-ish, which has been renamed to directory, and I have deployed that in a new namespace. And let's see, where am I? I sort of bailed on it yesterday to finish the IPLC thing, but what do I got to do? Oh yeah, I got to create an admin account, but I've got a Stripes build and stuff. I think I had maybe some error creating the admin account with the old service points users thing. I need to make sure that gets provided by some fake module, so we don't have to add circulation stuff unless that's what you want. But yeah, this should be able to finish this, or have an environment up today, I think.
Okay, cool. So I think after you have that set up, and if you need any help from Jason, I think would be the person. Please let him know. But then I think that I need to review it. So if you can just flag me or tag me on this ticket or something, and I might need to ask you or Jason what I need to actually. I know it's like going to be pretty bare bones, but I don't know what we need to do to confirm that it's good to go before Jason starts working on porting the associated apps to the I'm porting the ILL apps to the new broker patron request API.
Well, in that same environment, we would also need to set up the broker and whatever is necessary for it to have some requests in it.
Sure, I can add the broker. I guess I'm not sure what do I need to set for the broker, like a Z3950 integration or something. I'm not sure what to set that up against. We'll look up.
Yeah, I guess like just sort of like an east-west kind of thing, but instead of using modrs, use the new request management stuff in the broker. But like I don't know much too much about that. Adam shot me a link. If some info.
I need to set a. Well, maybe I'll talk to Mallory about that. I would need to set, like a SRU URL and a mock directory. I could do that. I know how to do that already. I guess maybe we load some stuff into a reservoir and use that SRU, since we told someone to do that recently.
Would you not use
it? In
the
this
mocks?
case, it doesn't need a mock directory. Yeah, we don't need a mock directory. Yeah, but
Oh,
actual
right.
directory.
Okay.
But it
Sorry
would,
about
I mean,
that.
it has a
Except,
mock. It has a mock shared index too, I think, doesn't it?
the broker.
Yeah. No, the mock thing. The mock
Oh, the
server.
ILM
Sorry.
mock.
Yeah.
Does it? So let's see.
Yeah, I think it can simulate. It has a shared index that can simulate
Like
that
mock holdings.
MSN. Yeah.
Oh, tremendous. Sorry, I'll deploy the ILM mock in the broker chart then.
Cool. And then, well, so do you feel like you're good on this? You know what you're up to on it. Do you have any other questions about it? Sorry to closed it.
No, let's just add well, I can write it down, but just add ILO mock and broker to this. That would be enough. Just say ILO mock and broker. Yeah, thanks. Even adding politeness words. But yeah,
Okay.
I don't think that'll slow us down much. I just gotta make sure I get the user created and stuff.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to remind you about this guy, 'cause we need the tenant created tomorrow by tomorrow. This is a it's a new tenant. They're gonna go live on Friday, so Annalisa needs a day to do some stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I can set this up.
Thank you. Not totally related, but there's two tenants that need redeployed because their name changed, and I don't know if it makes sense to do those while you're already doing tenant stuff for Trove, but
Yeah, I
that's a
think
sub ticket.
pick those up at the same time. I think we'll be fine.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and I know you've been working on Viewfind stuff otherwise. So thank you very, very much for all of that effort as well.
Yeah. Hopefully, IPLC can start reviewing their stuff now, and hopefully, I'll be able to get something. I'm shooting to have something ready for policy before the end of before the break. So, yeah, that's what I'll be working on, other than this environment.
Cool. Yeah. Also, I just wanted to mention one thing to you. We Giannis is working on this broker change to consider holiday and other like one-off closures. David added support for closures in the spreadsheet, and it now gets published to the directory entry. All this is to say that Giannis is working on a broker change to actually read those and not message a supplier who is non-lending at the given time. And when this is done, we're going to need it. Well, I'm going to need to review it, but then it's going to need to be put into prod in order for all of their like holiday closures to actually work for Christmas and stuff. So there will probably be a tiny broker upgrade that we need to squeeze in if you're around. I don't, how long are you off next week? Are you here?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Well, I mean, for a few days. Hopefully this will be done before the end of the week anyway, because I think some libraries are already starting to go non-lending, but this is just a heads up. So.
Sure, yeah, a broker update whenever is fine.
Okay, thank you. All right, Jason, how are things going for you?
I'm settling back in. It's a little overwhelming, but I've survived so far. Answered a few questions for Kurt, and yeah, it seemed like Ian had this what he needed to know there, so I didn't talk to him much. Did chat with Adam a bit, but he wasn't quite ready for me to dig into that PR he had mentioned on Thursday. And so I thought I'll just try to get this thing done for ZFL.
Oh, great. They'll be very appreciative of that.
I'm not done
This
yet,
guy.
unfortunately. Yeah,
He's
but I started. Yeah, that one. But the thing is, none of those filters do this yet. Like, because the absolute maximum we can get back is 1,000, and they need it to be able to support 4,000. That can no longer just download the whole list and filter it based on what the person is typing. It actually needs to run a search on the back end based on what you type there. And that didn't seem like such a big deal. I thought, I'll just do that. First issue is I looked around Folio stuff, and actually, I don't know. Do we want a lot of detail about why this isn't done yet? I don't know. Yeah, there's no component for doing this already, so I started to make one, and I ran into a situation where I need to stash the list of stuff that came back from the server because that the filter gets reset when it updates the URL. But actually, that state that I was going to stash it into, that also gets reset when it updates the URL. And I found
Tell
out
me,
that that
Jason,
was.
were you going to stash the whole directory in the front end? Is that the thing?
No, the results for stuff that people search for.
Yeah.
So the problem is that we can't get more than 1,000 at once. And they said they needed to support at least 4,000.
I guess
And
so.
so.
The directory doesn't work like our sort of classic IMB apps where the searching and the filtering takes place on the server side, and I think what you're just doing is paging through the results.
So this is the filtering, I'm pretty sure on the other apps as well, is done client side. Like the main list is filtered, but this is the contents of the facet essentially.
No kidding. It's done on
Yeah,
client
so
side.
that yeah, we request all, in this case, the institutions that could be suppliers, and then you filter that list client side, and then the request for the main list is updated and that's sent to the server. So the searching of patron requests.
I don't want to like derail this or anything, but that seems to me unlikely that we would do that for something like inventory or even users, where there's tens of thousands of things or hundreds of thousands of things in the case of directory. That seems really extreme.
Do we have a facet where we filter by user? Yeah, I didn't check into inventory. I should have looked there, but I looked in
No,
this
but I mean, we
various
have
checks and points and things.
facets where we, I mean, the directory app is full of facets, right? I can't imagine that all those facets are implemented in, are they really implemented on the front end?
From what I've seen and from what I saw looking for the various components that are used to build the filters, yeah.
Okay.
But maybe I should take another look.
It just doesn't seem like a thing we would do. It seems, I mean, the EPAM might do it, but it just seems kind of nuts. I can't imagine another situation where you do something like that when we know it's for things where there's a lot of results. Now, I can easily imagine the directory app having built thinking, oh, there's never going to be more than 100, which is a shame, but I just. It just that
Well,
seems
that's in this case, it's 1,000, really. It was built with 100, but the initial fix was just to change that to 1,000. But apparently, 1,000 was not enough. So I can check to see if that. But there was another problem, which is at one point along the way to address an issue when we added the. It used to be you would scroll down and it would fetch more. But then we switched to using controls that gave us some paging. So you can go to the next page of results, that kind of thing. When we did that, there was an issue reported where if you are on a subsequent page of results and you click one of the filters, it leaves you on that later page and otherwise has strange issues. And at the time, to address that, I added a key property to the whole patient request component that included the query and the filters so that it would just reset the whole thing whenever the search changed, so that it would reset the page, pagination reset, just everything. And that was a kind of brute force solution that prevents me from having, so when I that's that that was preventing it from retaining what name to show on the filter for the ID that's in the URL, because it's filtering by the ID of the institution, but the filter needs to show what's being filtered with like a little X button beside it. And it's kind of nice to have the name rather than just a UUID there. And so that's what I wanted, the cache in this state. And so that little cache got blown away by this other fix that was a little bit too brute force. Because as soon as you click one of them, theoretically it would appear there, but the information for the name gets wiped out immediately. And so I found a more graceful way to address the earlier issue that doesn't involve resetting everything. And if we need to have any kind of React component state anywhere in that patron request display, that'll be helpful there. Unfortunately, it turns out we did this again a little bit lower down, because search and sort query, the component that handles a lot of the overall filtering and searching and such per the name. When you have a search that doesn't return any results, we needed to add a link to, and I think we added this in reshare somehow, but I don't, I haven't quite figured this out. I just discovered this towards the end of yesterday, so I'm not fully sure on the details yet. But at any rate, we add another one of these key properties to the search and sort query component to make it so that if you have a search that returns no results, we can offer a link to the current URL minus all the filter parameters, so that you can retry the same search without filters. And that link no longer works because it doesn't seem to notice, like it doesn't respond to the URL changing sufficiently without that key property resetting that component.
Tangled webs.
Yeah. And so I'm not done fully building the type ahead search for the backend powered facet, because there have been, every time I fix something, or I can't stash any state because too many things keep resetting it, and I have to keep finding workarounds for why they reset it. But it's making the code more elegant in the process.
The old
Less of
directory.
these, no, the UIRS, but then it's unclear how much of that we're going to retain.
Yeah, well, the hope I think is to kind of port it or adapt it to use the new backends. Is there any,
Yeah.
this is a s disruptive or stupid question possibly, but is there any universe in which it makes sense to try to ask if it would, we could defer this issue and try to sort of pitch them on the new directory if they can wait around for a bit? Or is that just disruptive to
Oh.
the customer relationship, Mallory?
So ultimately, though, the same problem, we'll still have this problem later
Sure.
with the new directory because we will still need a component to be able to search the server because we probably don't want it to return 4,000 results either. Although I guess we could. We're not limited to 1,000 with it. We can set our ceiling wherever we want it to be. But it does seem like that is the kind of situation where you do want it to, like no one's going to scroll through a list of 4,000 things in that little drop down. So
I don't meet with this customer, but I understand that this is a pretty big like pain point for them. So I don't know that they would be flexible in that, but I could ask Tara. But it sounds like from what you just said, Jason, that it might need attention regardless.
yeah, like I'm reusing the same general code base to make the new UIRS to work with the new directory, unless we decide that we want it to fetch potentially 4,000 or 5,000 institutions and just filter that list client side, that we're going to need a solution for this, and that these same things that are resetting the state are going to affect whatever we might develop then for that. And so we'll just go through this stuff at that point. And plus, I'm now this far into it, so it's kind of in my head at the moment. So, unless there's something more pressing for me to do, I'd kind of be inclined to just keep going at this point, since it's like, okay, just one more thing kind of thing. It feels like I'm almost there, but then it felt like that last time I discovered an interesting little
Yeah, okay.
wrinkle that was resetting it.
I just wanted to ask the question. So, sorry about that.
Yeah, of course. Oh, no. It's a very reasonable question to ask, because yeah, it definitely snowballed into more of a thing than I thought it would be too.
Yep. Why does that always seem to be the case? Okay. Thank you, Jason. I don't know if it makes sense, or do you have any other updates right now? I mean, that sounds like that's what you've been pretty much
Yeah, it's been
into.
that.
Okay. Before we move to you, Kurt, I just want to, while we're talking about ZFL, Tara flagged this support ticket for me, which had previously been an ILL dev topic, and then it was changed back to support. And I have written to Jakob to find out. It sounds like Deborah was going to talk to him to ask like why the manual close functionality wasn't added for ZFL. But they have another stuff request, and they would like the ability to manually close requests. And so anyway, I don't know if any of you would know why we didn't include that in their instance of reshare when it's in Trove and everyone on 117, and or how difficult it would be to add it for them. I
Wonder,
don't recall. I do. It might be
does
the
this
ZFL
already
gateway.
exist in the state model? Like, is there already a state
Yes.
transition defined to do that? We just need to add the
Oh, maybe not in the
function.
ZFL state model. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about. And I know it exists in the regular state model, but like, does it exist in the ZFL state model? Is it? I mean, it might. I just don't know off the top of my head, and that I think is determines how hard it is to just add it.
Well, there's that, and there's also the fact there's this whole ZFL gateway. So, does that necessarily, what does it need for that, if anything?
It's gonna just like take something special need to be sent to the gateway to do the flows.
I don't know. I don't know if it what state it retains, if
I
any.
mean, I feel like this is probably something Jakob could just answer. Like, he probably knows, but
Yeah.
I don't.
Maybe Yanis would know.
That's weird. Is it because I'm in support? Okay, maybe I need to create a
But I know there's like an abort action, right? Isn't there a ZFL? I mean, is that different from manual close or not? I mean, second, maybe it has the same.
I think so, but maybe they thought that would suffice, or I don't know.
Okay. I will I'll see if I can learn anything else about that. I did ping y Jakob about that as well. But yeah, so anyway, that might become a ticket. So just a heads up. It's a really handy tool for the library, so I hope that we can add it for them, but so otherwise I don't know if it's a situation where Ian has to go in and close things for them on their behalf, which is an annoying manual workflow. So but okay. Kurt, how are things going for you?
So I have all these things that are like in progress of various things. The thing I've been working on most currently is the ZFL feature flag for the hiding the chat icon. That should be wrapped up very soon. I've got it working. I just need to test to make sure that it still works. In places where it shouldn't be turning off the feature flag, just to test the negative phase. But once I've tested that, I'll go ahead and push it up to for review, and hopefully that will let the NFL have what they want with the chat thing hidden. So that should
So, are you going to forward port it to the 119 branch or 120 branch? Or
Yeah, I guess I should,
yes.
right? I mean, is it? I mean, yeah,
I
because
don't
it's.
know.
I mean, I guess we don't know if we're going to use that or not in ZFL, but I think I guess it just makes sense to do that, right? I mean, it's fairly.
Otherwise, you have to like have some place where we're keeping track of all the stuff that we did in other branches that doesn't exist on the main branch yet.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, I think I should just go ahead and do that. So I was a little surprised that the use settings thing was available. Did you backport that, I guess, to the 219 to when you added it? I mean, because it's there, but I guess it was, cause I thought it had been implemented for a newer version of stuff.
I think maybe I know it's not in the 217, or sorry, 218, which is the 217 reach there, but yeah, I think I saw it around there. I can't remember.
Either way,
It's
it's
not
there.
like,
That's good. Yeah.
yeah, it is there. But yeah, it's not like the 219 was that old necessarily.
Yeah, well, either way, it's cool.
And yeah, well, hopefully we've got the right version here. And hopefully we didn't merge way too much stuff into it.
Yeah. That's
But it
easier.
seems to work on SLMP3, so it's got that going for it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know. That'll be done soon.
And what about these other
Okay,
tickets that
so.
are?
So the other ones, so I'll just kind of go up the list. So the Jasper formatting thing is what I was going to come back to after finishing the ZFL thing, and that I have everything built out into an integration test, but for some reason it doesn't fail in the integration test; it only fails on the server. And so
Oh, man.
clearly I'm not replicating some particular facet of the thing. I just need to figure out what that is. Unless it's an intermittent failure, and that could make things even more fun, but I don't think so. I think there's something that's causing that XML entity thing to choke, and I'm not entirely sure what is causing it to do that. I don't. It might, maybe it's a locale thing, but I don't know yet. I need to figure out what the missing link is and causing that error to show up. So I'll do some more digging on that one. I think IL-236 could arguably be closed, which is the implementing the auth layer, because I think we've broken out the issue regarding the hidden field. So I think everything else we can consider working with the off layer, and that's already merged into the main branch, so we can probably go ahead and close that one.
Does anyone need to, like, is there anything to review here, or is it like the other t associated ticket will allow this to be reviewed?
I mean, I guess we could do a, we could review. I mean, let me think, because we'd have to. We do have a working environment now with the directory UI, right?
Oh,
So I
but
guess
Ian's
we
in the
could.
process of changing.
Well, we could just check, to see whether or not, because we have the permissions defined. Like, do you have consortium permissions? Do you have institution permissions? See if you could, modify those records based on the permissions, right? So we could probably do some review on this. And if you want to chat about that, off this call and like break out the things to review, I can do that too.
Okie dokie. Well, I'll move it out of here in progress at least, and then we'll review it when we're able.
And then the mechanism for flagging the protected fields is, I have a mechanism and a pull request, but I don't want to merge it because I had to add like a spurious field to test it with, so, and since we don't have the final schema of like what our actual protected fields are, I don't really feel like I want to add fields that don't exist to this to the schema, since that requires migrations and all that kind of stuff. So I think it makes sense to maybe we should make another issue that needs to be probably discussed, but we need to determine the final schema of the directory so that we can build in the actual protection fields
Adding
for them.
fields does not require migrations at this point because
No?
we can just, I mean, you can we can add it to the existing migration. I don't see any reason to split it out into a bunch of other ones because we don't have an installed base. We can just blow away the directory and spin it up again.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. I guess I still just don't want to add like stuff to this to the. I don't want to merge stuff in that's not going to be actual f
Yes.
fields,
We
So,
should have actual use stuff, yeah, for sure.
yeah.
And it is a little hazy yet because it does seem like that would be important to get maybe sort of a baseline. Like right now we have very few fields in the directory.
It was fair.
And yeah, we should probably figure out what the minimum the broker needs to run would be and get those set up at least so that we can actually have this next generation reshare system kind of functional with the directory instead of the mock.
Did you guys see that I sent you an invite for a meeting with Alan about the directory?
What
I did see
day
that.
was that for? I don't think I saw that.
Friday.
Oh, Friday. Okay.
Yeah, Friday. He was hoping we could check in. He said that he hoped by tomorrow to have an updated version of his address book entry based on what we shared with him, what Jason pointed him to. So I think he just wants to like walk through it and make sure that it is seems like it's in line with what we're already doing. So that's what that meeting is for. If you're able, he would really like to talk with you guys. But that might help answer some of those questions that you had, Kurt, is what I was thinking about. Like there might maybe there'll be some information on the final schema.
Right.
Okay, so do you want to leave this one in progress for now or?
Yeah, you can leave that one in progress.
Okay.
I almost feel like there needs to be a related issue, which is, determined final schema or at least initial schema, since it's so bare bones right now. But
Yeah,
maybe we
I'll
can see
create
what we're at after
one.
Friday.
Yeah, I can
Well,
create a ticket for that for discussion. Go ahead, Jason.
I still have ongoing questions about how that's going to pan out, insofar as things like how do we determine which of the fields in the schema constitutes protected, and also how do we determine which of the fields in the schema constitutes a setting? So that we can build
To
something like the setting sections that we have right now, where the UI doesn't have to actually explicitly contain a little form, whatever, for each setting, that where the setting is a known type, it can just, oh, it's a string setting. Okay, here's a string setting for that.
do we have any tickets for the settings piece of this?
Don't know that we do we?
Okay, maybe I'll create something for that as well. Okay.
So remember, there was some brief discussion where we were talking like we might do that as a fairly just uncontrolled JSON blob in the database, and then it sounded like Jakob and Adam decided that no, they really want to define a schema for it, at least at the API level. But there's no, I didn't hear any decision yet on, yeah, what the shape of that's going to be. And it might still be stored in the database as JSON, but it would just have a JSON schema in the API. Or it may actually be stored as proper tables and stuff. Unknown.
Okay, I can try to check with Jakob and Adam on that, and maybe they have a ticket that I'm not aware of already.
I mean, I hate to kind of guess at what they're doing. I feel like we really need to be in the same room together and get the
It
same
does
view.
seem like we need some better communication, yeah, because we've gotten a little bit siloed here.
Yeah, and I know you had asked about wanting, or like had mentioned wanting like a design meeting with Jakob, like a regular design meeting scheduled.
For this kind of thing, exactly, to just try to stay on the same page about what we're building.
Yeah, I think the hardest part will just be finding a time that works for everyone given the time zones. But I just haven't, I haven't pinged him about that just because it didn't seem like something I should float up to him while he's on vacation. But I know that we need to, like, it just wouldn't start until the new year anyway. So
Well, exactly. That makes sense to me for sure. But yeah, just in general, that we need to get better at that.
Okay, Kurt, anything else from your side right now?
Nope, that's about it that I'm working on.
Okay. If you all have a few minutes, I just want to run a few Minitex grant and other things by you.
Oh, nice.
So perhaps perhaps one of the easier, or maybe not easier, but one question I have that's not related to the grant is that we've previously talked about this, and I think maybe I bugged Ian about it too, but they are interested in cleaning out patron data from historical requests. This also came up as a question from Palsy. They had sent all these questions through, like how long should we, retain patron data? Do we want to clear it out, or do we want to anonymize it? And I think like when I talked to Mike Grell about this, he said like we can probably do whatever like is the decision, but Minitex was like, why does this have to be a community topic if it's a local decision? And because I had mentioned that Palsy and Borrow Direct were also interested in this now that they've been running Reshare for several years, and I would assume that like we whatever method we go with, either clearing out that data or anonymizing it, that we'd want to make a decision on how to do it for all of the reshare customers rather than letting each choose their preferred
Yes.
method if possible. Yeah, go ahead, Ian.
Well, they can each sponsor us to have support for a different method.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like maybe they should have a discussion as a group rather than like each one individually asking for something different. And so I was surprised that they were like, why does this have to be a community discussion? And I was like, because everyone is talking about it. But
Yeah, because we're all using the same software, the same reason as the
right.
other things.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm gonna encourage them to like not think about it as like their own problem. And yeah, maybe I just need to like schedule some or add that to like a future SME meeting or something so that they feel like there's some movement on that. But this is just something that's
So
becoming more and more of a topic across the community.
is it a topic for ModRS, or is this something that we would want to just ensure we do nicely in the subsequent request management in the broker?
I don't know. I guess that's a good question. Like, would their historical requests not migrate when we switch over?
I think we would migrate them. I don't think we'd want to maintain the historical requests in ModRS and then have incoming requests happen in the broker until such a point as they decide they don't need to see the historical requests anymore. That seems like a whole juggling act, and it'd be better just to migrate them because you have to migrate the recent ones anyways, especially the in-flight ones.
Right. Yeah.
But then if the Minitex grant money is key to things that we can deploy by the end of August, like you mentioned, then it's unclear to me whether we can commit to deploying the request management stuff by the end of August.
Yeah, and I don't, in fact, I don't think that the am I making that up? I want to say this one is about a viewfind thing, not a not about users. So the their patron request question is just a support ticket that they've submitted to me, and they added it to today's agenda, which is why I was asking about it again. Because I had previously said like, there's a lot of chats about this. So anyway, that's not related to the grant. I think they just are wanting us to do something about it. And I
I
know
mean, it's a
Palsy said,
reasonable thing to want.
right. Absolutely. And I just wanted to make sure that you thought it made sense to like try to get everyone to decide on one method, whether it be clear it out or anonymize it. And yeah. So, and that sounds like
Mean,
that
if
is the
it's
case.
if those are the two options, I mean, it's not unreasonable to have it support both either. Which may be what they're trying to say.
Right, yeah. I guess that's true. Like one or the other might want a different method. And I don't know how frequently they're gonna want, like, is it gonna be like a rolling, like are we gonna need to develop something so that it's like a rolling archive or deletion, or if we just do something like annually and we clean it out,
Well, exactly. Like it would just be, it could very well just be a cron job that we run on the database where we just clear anything out of that table entirely, if it's clear it out that is older than a certain date, or we remove the patron information from anything older than a certain date. And then we just run
Okay.
that script on like some regular basis as a cron job.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to get more information from them on that, and see. I don't know how pressing this is or anything from their perspective, but
But it's
yeah.
also the case that I recall that KN was of the mind that it is wrong to delete anything from a database or something like that. And so pretty much nothing gets deleted ever, which will gradually accumulate into some kind of problem at some point.
Is there any instance where we would keep like some like copy just as an in case situation, even if like we remove it from their production environment and they can't see it in the UI anymore? Or is that like, does that not make sense?
I think it might make sense in some situations, but if they're saying we don't want any requests from sticking around for more than a year ago that have been closed for more than a year, I don't know that they'd be too happy about us keeping them. Like, they probably wouldn't want that.
Right.
They're
Yeah, if they've done all their required reporting and are done with it and I don't even know what they would report on that has to do with patron information anyway. Unless maybe just like type of patron, but presumably they would do that in a timely manner.
It seems like since these are connected to MetaDB, they would want to have that record. So if we were to delete requests from the database for real, they would also lose them in MetaDB. So maybe it's a anonymize and hide thing for old requests. I don't know what the right design is, but and for as far as like copies go, our policy is to keep a backup of the database for 7 days, so I wouldn't want that to be part of the solution. That'll just look like whatever the production data looks like.
Okay. Thank you for suggest or for that input. That's good to know. Yeah, I don't know if they would like I don't know if they've thought far enough ahead to think like, oh, if we delete it from the database, it's deleted from like any reporting that we can do in MetaDB and
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm trying to remember about MetaDB. I mean, I guess you would have a record of that it was deleted, and you could go back and find it. So maybe we can delete it from the DB. But anyway, it's just something to consider.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and then I have two questions about the grant stuff. One is, Kurt and Jason, I've talked to you a little bit about all of their accessibility reporting that they've done, and I don't know if you have anything you want to discuss as a group, or if it's like I just need to ask them if they're willing to like do a re-review like as you are tinkering with things so that you can see if we're making progress. And I don't know that they're gonna get more detailed output than what's here. So I think that if they do want to pay for this work, that we might just have to build in a little bit of time, like you said, for learning more about like the various tools and standards that they're using. But anyway, I'll just open that up for you. I don't know if you have any thoughts on this besides what we've already
You really don't
discussed.
think that when they say that it's got broken form labels and ARIA references that it doesn't list which ones?
You mean from their tool?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like
Like
it just
the.
says m missing labels times 13. Like, can we get the list of the labels?
Exactly, yeah. Because, like, I would be interested. One of my concerns is that it might be somehow an artifact of the way they are capturing like a static snapshot of it to run through a tool that wouldn't work on a dynamic system. So like they can't run it on actual UIRS, that they're somehow taking a snapshot of the DOM in the browser. And so maybe these ARIA references make sense and are working in the actual app. It's just not viable in the way that they are snapshotting it to run with the tool. And so,
Think they used the Wave accessibility plugin to audit this, if I recall. And you can add that to your browser and see. But we could ask them, of course, how did you find those, so we can
Have
replicate.
you done that?
Have I done it? I've done it in viewfind, for I think it was for them. I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure they were saying, well, we've been looking at this Wave tool, and here's three problems or whatever that they wanted me to fix. It's like a browser plugin. You go in, and then it makes a report of what you're looking at in your browser at the time.
Yeah, they were saying that somehow it doesn't work on UIRS because of JavaScript or whatever, and they had to do something. So that's, I guess I need more detail on what that something is too.
Okay. I'll try to get
But
more
yeah, it
details on
probably
this.
is. So based on what Ian was just saying, though, it sounds like it could be quite straightforward to run the tool. And so we'd probably be better off actually running the tool ourselves than going back and forth with them.
Yeah.
And it might almost be weird for us to ask them to do it, so.
Okay, I'll try to find out like if they can give us like explicit information on what tools and things that they use so that we can get more information ourselves. Ian, by the way, they're supposed to be giving me this same exact like report on the Viewfind 10 test instance that Peter built for them. And so there's going to be we're going to probably need some estimates for the Viewfind component as well. They've allotted like a certain amount of what they thought we might need in order to complete both the reshare and the Viewfind accessibility changes as part of the grant. But I don't know how realistic the what they've already allotted is. Like, is it too much? Is it too little? So once I have this report for Viewfind, I will let you and Peter know.
It does look like, just looking at the column headers, that they're using Wave. So yeah, it would be nice to get an error or some more information for them, but we could probably just see if we see the same thing. Yeah, there it is right there. That's the one. I put it into the chat too.
Oh, okay, thank you. And they used this Pope Tech tool to get this AIM score. And like the best is 10, and so like a lot of these are in really good shape already, in that regard, but I think that some of the wave errors they would like addressed as well. So it's if we can install like the browser plugin for that and do some of our own investigation, that might be useful. And then one other question I wanted to ask Jason and Kurt about, they have this issue with book club requests, where basically like multiple requests for the same item in the same pickup location are requested in sequence, and they all get sent to the same supplier first, and that supplier has to respond yes or no to the first one that they can fill, and then they have to manually say no to all of them, and then it moves on to the next set of lenders, and the same thing happens. And so if we were to like a make a like a bulk request, like n copies needed of something, to like make this less painful for the suppliers, my main question is like, is this a moderate change or like, you know, something that we would potentially build into the broker and we shouldn't bother with it in this current environment, or is it not related to that and we could maybe find a way around it such that we could complete it for the grant?
It'll definitely be mod RS one way or another. I would almost consider rather than, I mean, a bulk request sounds like a useful action in and of itself. But if that's what they want to do, but if it's different patrons doing it, that maybe some kind of an autoresponder kind of thingy would be useful because that would also apply to situations where rather than a book club, it's a class or something in the academic setting. And everyone's requesting the same material, and it is all going to be sent to the same supplier, and they're going to have to keep answering essentially the same question over and over again. So that if they reject one of these requests, that the rejection could be like there's an option to make it sort of sticky, where if you say, I'm not going to supply this item, that will go for the next 5 minutes or the next hour or whatever, so that any subsequent requests will just automatically be rejected. For that item for a bit.
That's a good question. Like, I imagine for the book club instance, it's like one person or one staff person placing all of the requests on behalf of the book club. But in a course setting,
What would it necessarily be one person placing? It seemed like I don't know. I mean, it's like if it was like a book club, it seemed like people go out to get the book. I mean, maybe I'm just guessing. It's like okay, we're reading this book this month, so then all the users go to try to get that book. But maybe
Yeah, that's kind of what I would expect too, but maybe.
I think a lot of bookstores and libraries try to support book clubs. Like if you go into the thing, there's like books by the stack, and there's a stack of like 10 copies of whatever the popular book club reads are. And they probably want to be able to ship them all together. So it's like one person could be like, we're reading this next month, and I'm going to get 10 copies from the library or whatever. Like if you go in and like most of them now have like that big stack of, book club reads, whatever. So like they'll buy many copies of, yeah.
Yeah. And okay, well, it seems like I need to get that piece of information from them about how these are being placed. But it does sound
Either way, it's moderate rest.
it sounds like it's going to be another hold because we're not going to do anything moderate related as part of this grant. Just because we can't guarantee that we'd be upgrading them by August. That's what Jakob said anyway. So I just wanted to make sure that this was ModRS related, which it sounds like it is. But I think it's a good idea. And like, if you could submit like a parent request and say, I want 10 copies, and then like each requ like child request was sent to different lenders or something, like it kind of feels a little bit like how we might want to do like a multi-volume request where there's like there's been a product committee like discussion around like managing the individual volume separately, but it's like still one request, and so it feels kind of akin to that as well. But yeah.
Yeah. But does that include multiple volumes that are being shipped by different suppliers?
Probably not. But they might be shipped separately, or returned separately, but it's probably the same supplier, you're right.
And so if you need 20 copies of X and no supplier has 20 copies, it's going to be multiple suppliers.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder if they do
Yeah.
they catalog like the when they do that thing with the big pile of book club books, do they catalog them together in some way? Like is
There is, they have another They had a support ticket about this where like there's like a book club record that some libraries use. It's called, I forget what the, it's like a particular name. But yeah, so I don't know if it's like if somebody has that record and you say, I want 10 copies, and they actually have 10 copies, and you could point it to that particular supplier, that would be
That would make
great.
it
But
easier.
yeah. But yeah, it still sounds like some autoresponder, like Rota logic and stuff that I don't think we'll be able to do as part of this grant. But and Ian, just so you know, I'm still waiting to hear back from them about this whole sticky pickup location question. So I don't have any information yet.
Yeah, I think the solution is probably, well, whatever. That's fine. We'll figure out something for them, whatever they want.
Yeah, well, after like this whole like discussion, they were like, well, maybe like public libraries don't even like allow for this use case. Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, like
Think, you know, if I was going to do it, maybe I would just get rid of the resolver in their thing, and then just build viewfind to like be able to place the request itself, because that's really the pain in the butt about it, is that they're different sites and they want to have a session that they can kill with a viewfind logout. So it would make sense to just move all that functionality to viewfind, and then that would be enough to make it work how they want it to.
Oh, that sounds
I don't, yeah, we'll have to think about it when we have requirements and stuff like that, because anyway.
yeah.
That would also simplify a lot of things then.
Yeah, it would. I guess I'm just we don't use the I guess we just got to think going forward, like how do we want requests to go in, but something like that makes sense to me. But balancing it with reshare too, or for a bit, lack of a better term, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want to be careful about not doing work that we're going to immediately throw away, but I think it would probably be worthwhile for Minitex just to make viewfind make the request.
It is a good thing not to do work that we immediately threw away. That does also make sense.
I don't know if there's like if it would be useful to anyone else, but I could use maybe some kind of planning or some kind of. I guess I need a better understanding of like what our timetable is for moving folks onto a new sort of reshare software or stuff like that. I'm not quite clear on that. I'm not sure anyone is, but yeah.
Yeah, I wish I knew. I think that that's gonna require Yaka, but there's a lot of, a lot of the current reshare users on 117 are starting to be like, well, when do we get? There's a couple of things on this Minitex grant that we did for Trove, and I demoed it for them. We also, part of the question they said is like, oh, like we see supplier and the supplier JSON, we see the patron info, and we added a setting for Trove to prevent that from being sent. And so, I think, and like the Alma interoperability, the current reshare customers are getting pretty anxious to be able to take advantage of those, all that work. But I don't know how long it's going to take us to get the new reshare point 2.0 and what the migrations are going to look like. So I all I'm saying is I completely agree, and I know it's a would be useful to have a timeline.
Well, we did consider this stuff when we were deciding whether we should try to keep three versions going or get everyone onto 119. And of course, the Alma compatible interoperation requires the broker be in the loop. And so that's not something that they're going to have until we get the request management stuff there.
Right.
Probably. I guess we could do it like Trove, but that would be its own kind of migration.
Yeah, you kind of hate to like do multiple migrations because
Yeah,
that sounds like
exactly.
it would re be required.
Right, and that was the decision in the end, was that, well, if we're going to do this work to get everybody onto 119, we may as well just get them onto the new thing.
Right. Because even Trove is going to have to be migrated, even though they're on the, yeah.
But of course, that also means, though, that when we do this kind of work on the existing stuff, like if we do this accessibility work before August sometime, and we're doing that with the idea that it's going to apply to the current version of stuff, that we have to apply that to the three different versions of UIRS in play. And I guess four versions, because we'll also want to do those accessibility changes to whatever we make for reshare two or whatever we're going to call that. And so
Well,
that
and
also is like, if we have the requirements for the accessibility, it might make sense to do that to UIRS before I start carving it up to
port
apply
the
to the new system. Yeah.
yeah. Okay. Yeah, but then so even if you did that, wouldn't we still need to? Then would you backport it to their current environment?
Well, I would probably start out by doing it on one of the existing UIRS versions. And then, because it depending how much it's changed, right? Like UIRS is relatively similar across 18, 19, and 20, aka reshare 17, 18, and 19. For some reason, the UIRS version is like 0.1 or anyways. Yeah, those are fairly similar at the moment. Like there's not a huge amount of change, but there's enough changes that it might require some, like it might not merge cleanly. You might have to do some manual twiddling of stuff, but it won't be, it's not like there's entirely new forms or whatever for the most part. Though there are some extra fields, say in the Trove section.
Right. Like I said, I think we would just want to build that into the estimate is like managing the multiple environment. Like we'd have to build that into it. It doesn't make sense to do it in one place and then not have support for it when they might upgrade to the next version. So, I think we would build that into the estimate.
But then, if we know they're going to upgrade to reshare two, are we only going to do it in 117 and a reshare two, and then not do it for ZFL and Trove?
I think that would be fine, 'cause they will also migrate to 2.0 at some point.
Right. So
But
that's a helpful clarification then.
okay. Well, I've kept you all over extremely long. I'm so sorry. I'll stop the share. Oh, and there's also a ton of text messages that I didn't see in here.
There's nothing important.
Okay. I see now. All right. Thank you. I'll see you all on Thursday, and also in like 15 minutes probably. So. All
That too. All right. Thanks,
right.
Elliot.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. See ya.